Did you want to have dinner with me?
Just the two of us?
Well, and Julie. It's a thing we do when somebody new moves into the neighborhood. We invite them over for a home-cooked meal. Sort of a tradition.
I thought you said you were a lousy cook.
Well, I order takeout.
Oh, you invite them over for home cooking and give them takeout.
Yeah, it's sort of a new tradition. I'm working out the kinks.
I'll tell you what. How about I cook? And you guys come over to my place.
Oh, great.
Friday night at 6?
I'll be there.
All right.
Bye, Bongo. Julie? Mike Delfino just invited us to dinner Friday night.
He did?
Cool. But only I'm going, because you're going to come down with something semi-serious that requires bed rest and fluids.
Julie was glad Susan was rekindling her love life. Of course, she was unaware of her mother's recent track record with fire.
It's all gone. Everything my ex-husband worked for all those years, gone.
Don't worry about clothing. I already started a collection from people in the neighborhood.
What? I don't want to wear other people's old crap.
Edie, you can be homeless or you can be ungracious. You really can't afford to be both.
That reminds me. My insurance check still hasn't come yet. Can I stay with you for a few more weeks?
Of course. What kind of Christian would I be if I denied shelter to a friend in need? Oh, look. Here's something we can salvage. Your measuring cup. We can just scrape off the burnt part and it'll look good as new.
That's not my cup. Mine was plastic.
Well, how did it get in here?
I don't know. Who cares? Now, would you put that down and start looking for jewelry?